Okay, turn with me tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We really aren't going to have an exposition tonight. We'll have more of a devotion in the last few moments we have here. We'll let Pastor John do the exposition, but we'll do the devotion here. 2 Corinthians 4, number 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm sorry, did I say 4? Okay. It is chapter 3, verse 17. I don't know, did you preach on this Sunday night? Well, I didn't hear what you preached, so I said this is not an exposition, this is a devotion. Because we're already past 8 o'clock. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If you look at the context here, in the next verse, we see the result of the Spirit of God's work in a person's life. It says, but we all with an open face beholding us in the glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And it's talking about this great truth of being changed by the Lord. But you know, there's a important principle involved. And that principle is the Spirit of God must have liberty to work in our life. The Spirit of God must have liberty to work in our life. It is you and I that give the Spirit of God the liberty to work in our life. We choose. We choose to listen to Him. We choose to allow Him to work in our life. We choose to let the Spirit of God take the Word of God and take that truth and apply it to right where we live. You know, it's the Spirit of God that does that. But we must... We're the one that makes the choice. Now, there's a lot of reasons we don't make that choice. You know, it might well be in your life that you've said no to God. It very well might be in your life that you say, nope, 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 nope. This is something that's sacred to me. And God's not going to touch it. Well, you just said no to the Spirit of God. And you just said no to His freedom to work in your life. That's a very serious issue. You know, as a preacher, the atmosphere that you are in, oftentimes declares if there's resistance to the Holy Spirit, or if there's submission to the Holy Spirit. How would that work? You know, if there's resistance to the Holy Spirit in the crowd, the kind of the practical part of it is that there'd be two practical parts. One is that the illustrations that maybe the preacher would normally give, or the liberty for the Holy Spirit to put the illustrations on that person, that preacher's heart, would be hindered. And they would be struggling to preach because there is in the atmosphere not the freedom of the Spirit. Many times it has to do with just the explanation of the Word of God. And that the explanation is hindered because there's resistance to the Word of God. And the preacher doesn't have the ability to really preach it, or he doesn't really have the freedom to really, boom, pound it and put it straight, because there's a resistance in the atmosphere. And what's being hindered, and the work of God is being hindered. It's being hindered in His ministry. It's being hindered as how it comes across. You know, it's amazing how you can explain something so easily when the Spirit of God is there. But when the Spirit of God is there, it is really hard to explain something. And it's almost like witnessing. If you've ever been a witness and you sense, boy, there's an open heart here. And you know, verse after verse after verse, they just come to you. And it just seems like it's flowing and they're getting it. Why? The Spirit of God is there. But you try to talk to somebody and it seems like you give them a verse and it's like, you know, it's like wooden. It's like, you know, it's stagnant. It doesn't have any life in it. And you use the verse, you know, 20 times before or 10 times before, and you try to think of another verse, and there's nothing there. And you know what? It could very well be that it's the Spirit of God is being hindered in that heart. Sometimes it's our hearts. But you know, there's a great truth for us as we think of the Lord's Day. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The freedom of God to work in our lives. What a precious truth it is. The Spirit of God wants to lead us in the path of righteousness. He wants to lead us to higher ground. He wants to change our life. But it may well be that someone has a little pet sin or a pet problem and they've just said no. They just said no. Sometimes that affects the whole church. It always does. But it definitely will affect your life. You know, I think of the teen campouts. It always amazes me at the teen campouts. It always amazes me. We have a teen campout, and the decisions that good kids make. And I think, boy, you know, if they weren't there, and they kept going on this path that they were secretly on, there might be some rough times ahead. But they let God work in their life, and significant decisions made for God, and a life turned around. Maybe not so much you could see outwardly, but definitely inwardly. Here's a great principle: where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And perhaps you need to go to this meeting and say, you know, I've been fighting the Lord in my life about maybe an area, about a situation. And you need to let the Lord work in your heart to give in. Give Him liberty to begin to move in your soul. You don't want to spend the rest of your life going backwards. And every week in our life can be, as you think of this meeting coming up, a week like this could be, it won't be the guarantee of success in our Christian life, but it could be a significant step of going in the right direction that could affect the rest of our lives. So let's pray. Father, thank you for this time to think about a very great truth of the Word of God. And Lord, right now, our wills can be very hard and set. And we can have our way already determined. And decidedly having ground in our life that we say no. And Lord, it's our desire that we would say yes. Not only for your glory's sake and our lives' sake, but for precious souls all around us that they need to be able to come in an atmosphere where your Spirit has liberty. For them to be saved is a huge, huge step of overcoming obstacles and prejudices and doubt and sin. And so, Lord, we ask that you would take this truth and apply it to hearts even tonight. And that even in this closing moment, that young people would allow you to work in their life. That adults, Lord, would allow you to work in their lives. That you would have freedom to work in this place in the coming revival. And Lord, we know you know all about that. And if there's any one key truth that will bring about the success of the revival, that's one of the beginning ones. May it be so, Lord. Work in our hearts, in our midst. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.